Hello, and welcome to Series 7, Episode 7 of Now, That's What I Call a Music, Volume 23 of Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music. Although we are now actually talking 90s. So, hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Dad. The 90s indeed.
Yes. So, we're quite a few nows into the 90s.
Yeah, but we're not that far into the 90s, are we? I feel like we came in
the last of the 80s was now 16. Yeah. We're now on now 23. And just to let you know, this was released in November 1992. So this would have been under a lot of Christmas trees in 1992.
Mm. But that's what I mean. We're also not far into the 90s. No,
literally two years now.
Yeah. And yet we've had seven.
Yeah.
Released, yeah. Which shows how much they were releasing.
Yeah. So they're now back to their usual three a year. Because if you remember, there was a time when we only had two a year.
Yeah, we're
back to the three a year, which I think has been the case for, I think it's still now.
So they're still releasing three a year?
I think so. I might be wrong. I think so.
Interesting.
So, yes.
That's mental because, like we say, it's all changed now, so people download them and you can just download the songs. So it is mental. Like, I'm surprised. I am intrigued to see how long they keep going for, because the generation that are buying the CDs is going to end up being, it will die with them. I.e., that's probably more your generation.
But they're coming back. People are buying them again. Now, what generation it is, I don't know, but people are buying CDs and LP vinyls.
I know vinyls have come back.
And I'm pretty sure I read CDs were as well.
Didn't know CDs were. I knew vinyls were.
I might be wrong. I might be getting confused. So don't
quote you on that.
No. But it's a possibility. Definitely, I don't think tapes are a thing now. I think they have.
Oh, did they even get made?
I think they've been.
They're extinct.
Extinct. Which is what I still buy or still have. We're still in the nows where I've got cassettes.
Mental.
And I think I've got them up to now 30, I think. So you've got a few more yet.
Wow.
And then I only bought now sporadically after that anyway.
Yeah, but you weren't a CD man.
No, I had a car now, but I had to.
Yeah, but your car.
My car was cassette.
Until.
Although you could buy this machine, but my mate.
I bought you one.
Yeah.
My mate
had one where you had a cassette that goes into the cassette machine that linked to the CD. But the problem was because it was like a Walkman, having a Walkman. When you're driving, it kept jumping.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that great. It wasn't
I bought you, put in a cassette, and it then meant that your phone can connect to it. So it was more for me and Zoe to be able to take control of the music in your car. But I bought you that. I think I also bought you, when you got a new car, a tape converter. So you put your tapes in that converts it to CDs for you.
Yes, I have still got that somewhere. Tape to MP3.
That would be the one. Yeah.
But MP3 don't really exist now, does it?
No.
Because that was Apple, wasn't it? They bought out, I forget what it was called now, what they had.
The iPods.
iPods, that was it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. They were good.
Anyway. We're digesting.
We are.
Let's get back to Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 23. As I say, released in November 1992. It was, surprise, surprise, number one in the compilation album chart.
Don't expect anything less.
No. 39 tracks were on this edition.
I did think
so. How many number ones have you gone
for? I've gone for a lot. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Number ones. Okay, well, as there were only three, you should get all three. You've got six to play with. So what were
the day
your
that
six?
Happened. So Peace of My Heart, I've only written down the song title, so okay. Follow along. Peace of My Heart. Alive and Kicking. Peace of My Heart's on side one.
Oh, yeah. Irma Franklin.
Yeah. Alive and Kicking, which is simply...
Okay, Simple Minds.
That's it. Tetris.
Which was Dr. Spin.
Super Mario Land.
Which was Ambassadors of Funk, featuring, funny enough, MC Mario.
Interesting. Oh no, sorry, I've got seven.
Oh,
I can't count. Achy Breaky Heart.
Achy Breaky Heart by Mr. Cyrus. Where's that? Yep.
On side three. Side two.
Oh, you're going back.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, yes.
Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
That one is a touchy one, though. And I'm Gonna Get You. Is that by Bizarre Incorporated?
Yes. Okay, well, I can let you know, out of your seven, six were in the top 10.
Okay, well, I'll take that. If it was which ones were in the top 10, I'd do a lot better than number ones.
Let's see how many.
Because I bet you none of them are a number one because it's my luck. And right, I actually thought about the time period we're in. So like I say, Dancing Queen, that's a bit out there. ABBA might have been done, but I feel like that is a big song, so I might have come back and got there. But Tetris and Super Mario Land, I thought, okay. We're at that time period. Do you see? Usually I forget about that. So, yeah, we'll see. Who knows?
Okay. Are we ready then?
We are.
To run through. So, obviously, I've done it still as cassette. So, cassette one had 19 tracks, of which 10 were on side one.
Yeah.
So, Tasmin Archer, Sleeping Satellite. Was your first number one?
Oh, that's a good song as well. So this was another week where you can't hear me. You can't hear me at all. Hang on.
Yeah, I can now.
Oh, you can?
I can now.
Okay.
Don't know what happened there.
Don't know. So this was another week where I had no idea on so many songs. And then when I was listening, I realised that I do. And this just, it makes me realise how much goes in my head and does not stay there. And I have no idea how I got through school or uni or anything. Because I can't withhold information. Because I know these people, I know these songs, and then I'm like, I don't know any. I didn't know this first one, but... I have written one word. Wow. Mm. That is one of my standout songs. But I was like, I don't know if it's too soft to be a number one, which is why I didn't put it as a number one. I was like, this is just a me song, not a everyone else song. But it was an everyone else song.
Yeah, so, 90s are totally different, you see, to the 80s.
Ooh.
Would it have been a number one if in the 80s?
I don't know. I would have assumed that would have been a number one in the 80s, the 90s. The 90s are more like...
But it was a number one in the 90s.
Oh, I know, it was more, but that's what I mean. For yeah, me, I would have... Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. We then go on to John Cicada, Just Another Day, and that was a number 5.
Okay. Again, this side starts off really soft. But this one especially, it had a good beat. That's what stood out to me about this song.
Okay. Charles and Eddie, Would I Lie to You, is your second number 1.
Oh, I knew that one, and it's just really catchy. Okay. See, I told you, I'm not very good at this.
Still one number 1 to go.
And I said 7, and out of those 7, so far, none.
Yeah, we've had 2 of the 3.
We're doing great.
I honestly would have had you down for saying Charles and Eddie was number 1. I thought, oh, you're going to get one this.
What, you thought I would have said Charles and Eddie?
I honestly thought you was going to say Charles and Eddie.
No, I just thought it was a really catchy song, and like I knew it, and I just thought, but maybe that's me not thinking about the 90s, whereas I thought putting Tetris and Super Mario Land was me really thinking about the 90s.
Okay. Was Not Was, Shake Your Head, number 4.
Okay, again, another catchy song, although I am a bit like, it's very random, but it is good. They got the vibes coming with all of these.
Yeah. So then we come to Bob Marley and the Wailers. Iron Lion Zion, number 5.
Okay. Can't go wrong with a bit of Bob Marley, can you? And now I can say that I've seen the Wailers.
Yes.
And I just think it's great. I don't think they sang that song, though. But yeah.
We then have Go West, who are having a resurgence after King of Wishful Thinking appeared in the film Pretty Woman. This is their second single from obviously their new album at the time, Faithful. And that was just outside the top 10 at number 13.
Okay, see, this was one that was a bit rocky. I didn't click with this one as much as like others on this side.
And it's funny because King of Wishful Thinking should really have been included on either this or the previous now.
Oh, and that one included at all.
And they didn't, and they went with this one, which, you know, it's still done okay, but the King of Wishful Thinking was a much more commercially better song.
Right. Maybe they wanted to push this song.
So maybe. Then we have George Michael with Too Funky, number 4.
Have you listened to that song?
I can't recall it.
It just talks about him wanting to be inside someone and see them naked. Honestly, no. And I quite like George Michael, but not that. It's a very, how did this make it into the chart? No.
But,
I probably would have with it being George Michael, but that song, weird. You need to listen, honestly. Like, I looked at the lyrics because I was like, am I hearing this right? Faye, it's not George Michael style.
No. To number 4. Arrested Development, People Every Day, got to number 2.
I liked, there was a bit of a hip-hop coming through. I quite enjoyed these, like, not heard that side of hip-hop in a while, like, you know, just your standard hip-hop. Yeah, not had that, so that was really nice to have that, and it was a good song.
Simply Red, For Your Babies, number 9.
This was just a beautiful song, I think. Really nice. Very mellow, touching. Really nice to just listen to it.
Okay. And then we come to one of your number ones, Irma Franklin, Take a Little Piece of My Heart. And I said that six of your seven were in the top 10.
Don't tell me this one weren't.
This scraped in at number 9.
That's a belter of a song. So good.
Well, that's top 10. Again, that's still good.
I did know that one, but that's another one where I look at it and go, never heard of you before.
No, I wrote down Emma. Crossed it out, or crossed out one of the M's and put an R. I thought, Irma? What a name's that? Apologies to all those that are called Irma.
Irma, I think, is usually spelt with a U, or it might be more like Uma that I'm used to.
Yeah. And yeah, it's not a name that even I know. Not that I was into my music at this time, if I'm honest.
Yeah, you were more stuck in your ways by now.
In the 80s, yeah. So that ends side one. As we go on to side two, so that has 9 tracks, and we start off with Brian May with I think one of his early solo releases, Too Much Love Will Kill You, and it got to number 5.
Okay, yeah, this was a nice soft start again. I did enjoy it. I think just before you go on, side two has a nice mix of everything. So this was nice to have.
Okay. And beginning. I just said Brian May's one of his first. You know, obviously,
yeah.
Know what his band he was from?
No.
No.
You'll say it, and I'll be like, yeah.
Okay. Queen.
Yeah, it was. But see, say Freddie Mercury. I know that.
With all the hair, the permed hair.
Oh yeah, I can picture him.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't look like a Brian May.
So we then come to another of your number ones, Simple Minds Alive and Kicking.
Now, originally, I'm not a Simple Minds fan either, so that says a lot good about song. This song.
Originally released in 1985, where it got to number 7. It was re-released thanks to Sky using it in their new football promotion. So they've obviously, the Premier League has just been fought, and for the new football season. And
Premier
this
League,
was...
not a bit complete side note. Has Premier League not been around that long?
No, there was football before the Premier League called English League Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right, okay.
Premier League didn't come into existence when the top clubs broke away until 1992, the start, so August 1992. So it's funny that this is only just when's the other one released? July. So maybe it was a bit early, the last one. So bearing in mind, we're now in November. So the football season's underway now, but yeah. I guess it would have been around August, which was just after the last now, 22, which was released in July. So you think the new football season, they'd have been highly promoting it and what have you in August.
And
so this was the music they had. That they had this team that a team photo with one player from each team in this lineup. And they were in the video as well with the Alive and Kicking music.
That's quite
cool. Like a brand new Dawn or brand new era or whatever. I don't know what, Sky. And it was obviously, people back then didn't have Sky TV. It was still something that not a lot of people had. And this literally saw subscriptions go up. Satellite dishes were going up everywhere, which is funny with Tasmin Archer singing Sleeping Satellite, because literally satellite dishes were going up
everywhere.
On people's houses everywhere as the men got in with their subscriptions to watch the Premier League football.
Oh, no. I was going to say, is that when you got it?
No, I got it.
You were living at home.
Much after that.
Yeah. You were still living with your mum.
Yeah, 1992. Yeah.
Where did it come?
The first version in the 80s got to number 7. The new version, re-released on the back of Sky promotion, number 6.
Well, that's just a bit rubbish, isn't it? That's
so
really
one
good
better.
Song.
It is. Yeah, probably their best
really
one.
Good. And like I say, I don't like Simple Minds. So it does speak volume that I like it.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Then we have John Lee Hooker with Boom Boom. And that was number 16.
Boom Boom is the first one to make an impact with me as a song that I didn't know. Like, I feel like there's been songs that I don't know, but they've been very, like, in the mix, like, similar to the ones that they're on the same side with. Whereas Boom Boom just stood out on that side. It's just simply good. Like, I just feel like there's not much about it, and that makes it good.
Uh-huh.
Like, it feels like it's just a very simple beat. The lyrics are quite, not repetitive, but same tone, but not that, not back to the days where I used to be like, it's the same tone throughout. Like, it, I don't know, something about the way that it's done just had an impact on me. I did enjoy that one.
Okay. Didn't have an impact. I mean, it didn't make the top 10. So, I mean, still top 20. So still.
Yeah. Good.
And got on to now. Then we have Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. Obviously, you grew up with Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, his daughter. You said this might be a number one. It was number three.
Oh, do you know what I got really excited about? Do you know, like, the amount of years that we've been doing this? And how many times have I gone, it feels a bit country, and it's not. I've actually got country, and I know it's country. So that was really fun, but it's also a really good song. He's a bit weird now, though, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that song will ever grow old. It's a great song.
Then we have Richard Marx, Take This Heart, who I found out today, just randomly, that he is on a Stevie Wonder track. Now, the annoying thing is I can't remember the track now.
Of course.
He is in one of the, he is the vocals on a Stevie Wonder track. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that.
Interesting.
So, yeah. But unfortunately, I can't remember the song. But it was a song I knew at the time. I was like, oh, my, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Didn't know. So Take This Heart, number 13. Oh, I've missed one out. I've missed one out. I've missed out Little Angels.
Oh. You're doing
so
well.
So we go back. Yeah. Little Angels, Too Much Too Young, number 22. Might be why I missed it out. Wasn't even top 20.
Oh, yeah. And that one didn't really stand out to me either.
There you go. That's why you didn't even miss me missing it out.
No. Oh, I weren't following the list. I don't write about every song.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that one weren't like a big standout, hence why I've not written anything and I can't remember it fully.
Yeah. So then we go on to Richard Marx, who I don't know if you know, but I found out today he was
you know, I can just swap the...
Well, now I'm saying Stevie Wonder. I'm even wondering whether it's Lionel Richie. So I might have even got the artist wrong. I can't remember the song, and I might have even got the artist wrong. But anyway, he was vocals on one, either Stevie Wonder or Lionel Richie's songs.
Okay, but we don't know the song. So go do your own research.
And I can't, I mean, as I said, I didn't even, it was nothing to do with it. Something I learned today, and as I've just seen his name, I thought, how funny.
How did you learn it today? Did you just hear the song?
I just saw it on a Twitter feed. It's just on Twitter. Someone said, did you know that Richard Marx? And I went, no, I didn't know that. Funny. Didn't even write down. I didn't know he was on this one until I just saw him. I went, oh, that's funny. He's co-opted up again. What a coincidence. He was on Stevie Wonder. Oh, no. Was it Lionel Richie? It's probably neither of them. It was Luther Vandross. I don't know. But anyway, Take This Heart, which was his song, got to number 13.
Okay. I really liked it. It had like a ballad feel.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's classed as a ballad, but it had that power behind it.
Then we have Genesis, Jesus, He Knows Me. And that was number 20.
Catchy, but it's not my favourite Genesis.
No, and I think this is
not really like...
Really?
Yeah.
Just playing now to their fans, their hardcore fans.
Because I remember like really liking Genesis when we did Genesis. But this song, I was like questioning myself. I was like, is it Genesis that I really like? But I think it's just the song just sent the right vibe.
Yeah. Then we have In Excess, Baby Don't Cry. Also number 20.
Yeah, this song just did not vibe with me at all. I think this is the one song, one of the few maybe, just did not, was just not there for me.
And then we finish off with Crowded House, It's Only Natural, number 24. No surprise, really. The last three, all from the 80s, not one of them made the, got in, or two of them got to number 20, but they didn't get inside, so to speak.
From the artists are from the 80s.
And, Crowded House got to number 24.
But the artists are in the 80s, not the song.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Crowded House literally, I think, released one single in the 80s, but still an 80s in my eyes, and they were in the top 40, obviously, to have a hit. So, so yeah, but we're coming, obviously, you know, yeah. I mean, Genesis, In Excess were late 80s as well, mid-80s, late 80s. So carrying it through, but obviously Genesis, they were from the 70s originally.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel was one.
Well, I quite like the Crowded House song, not going to lie. Weren't like the best, but it went with, like, take out In Excess and that side had a nice flow to it, I think.
Yeah. And also Crowded House were founded by Neil Finn, who was in originally Split Enz, which were one of the first groups that we talked about in the early series one.
Oh.
Split Enz, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so that, no number ones on that side. As we go to cassette two, side three, 10 tracks. Oh, sorry, it has 20 tracks on cassette two. Side three has 10, side four has 10. And we start with Erasure, Who Needs Love Like That, originally released in 1985 and only got to number 55. It was re-released due to them promoting their greatest hits album, Pop, the first 20 hits. And funny enough, although this was their first release, it wasn't a hit. Yet they released it on the back of this, and it became a hit. And it was actually in the top 10, at number 10.
That's an awful song, Dad.
Wow.
It's an Erasure song that's just like, no. But I also feel like now has it in for Erasure, because there hasn't, like, there's been a few, like, I also think, where as much as this song just weren't an Erasure vibe, what makes it worse is now always put Erasure songs on a side with that doesn't go with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I always say that the side that Erasure on just don't hit high with me. Like, and this song, well, it doesn't start off great for the side anyway, but it's just, I don't know, it's just not that. Do you like it, being an Erasure fan?
It's not one of my worst songs, but no, it's not. Right. It's not what, it's not a song that, if you name, I go to me, Dad, name 10 Erasure right. songs,
it wouldn't,
and then to Dad, now name another 10. I probably still wouldn't mention this one. It right, doesn't, okay. It's not that, it's not in, you, I'd say from the first album, Old Lamar would be the first one,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Over Who Needs Love Like That. And even there's others on that album, like Heavenly Action, which I'd probably even say before that and Pistol. It's not one that, and it's a weird one that they, obviously, because it wasn't, it was their first single, but it wasn't a hit, but they re-released it to promote Pop, and the first 20 hits, even though it wasn't one of their first top 20 hits. But because they re-released it on the back of that, it became a hit, which is, you know, weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Because it wasn't a hit. You know, if they'd re-released Old Lamar, so to speak, because that wasn't a big hit when it first came out.
But it would make more sense because it actually
made. But that would have made more sense to have re-released Old Lamar. That becomes a bigger hit And then, and yeah. they did re-release Olimar as well, but right. not with Pop. They release it with their, I think they maybe like their next greatest hits. But yeah,
right, yeah. But no, this one just I'm not a fan of it. Not a fan.
Okay, so then we come to The Shaman with Ebenezer Good. Ebenezer Good.
Yeah, something a bit like odd. Yeah.
Got to number one, though, so it wasn't too bad, was it?
Nah, it didn't.
It did.
Nah, it did not.
Number one, The Shaman, Ebenezer Good.
Nah, that's a joke. I quit.
Ebenezer Good. Da, da, da,
da. And it was like, Ezer as well. Ezer Good. Nah. It was just annoying. Like, get out of my ear roll. Number one. See, I tell you. Oh, well, I say you lot is what I used to say. Now I can't even say you lot because we're in the 90s. There's a whole new lot coming on.
Yeah, the house music mafia.
Awful.
Yeah. So there we go. That's your three number ones. One of them was any of your seven. As we come to Run to You, got to number three.
Weren't a fan of this one either. Again, how's that one high?
Then we have Bizarre Inc. featuring Angie Brown, another of your supposed number ones, I'm Gonna Get You, and it got to number three.
See? That's good. But I've not said this because I've waited to get to here. There was two songs. So you know I said I can now find them on Spotify?
Yeah.
Like the whole album. And like in the past week, there's been like one that I can't click on. But I can find it anyway. This week, I had two songs that I couldn't find on Spotify, full stop. So it was this one. There was a remix of this one. I didn't want to listen to it in case it had really changed the song because I didn't know what the song was either to know how much it had changed it. So obviously my opinion on that would be different. So I went to good old YouTube. They had it, and oh my god, I was like, I know this song, and it's a good one. It gets me going, right? It gets my head bopping. I could probably go to a rave with it. Not that you'd ever find me at a rave, but great, great song in a genre that I'm not really fond of. The other one is Bajon Again. That is nowhere on Spotify, so I had to go YouTube for that.
Really?
I'll let you know. No, and I'll let you know what I think of that when we get there. But yeah, they weren't anywhere on Spotify, so I had a bit of work to do this week.
Okay, we then come to Heaven 17. Now this is a remix, the Brothers in Rhythm remix, because obviously it was originally released in 1983, where it got to number two.
Yeah,
the remix version by Brothers in Rhythm got to number four, almost 10 years later.
That's not bad. And I don't think the remix changed it too much either. So that might be why it did well as well, because it weren't too different from the original. Yeah. Like, I don't really like a remix though, so.
Okay.
And I'm not a Heaven 17 fan.
No, I'm not. I mean, they're okay. I've seen them live, but yeah, they're not really. As they were a support act, I think, for someone.
No, we saw them at Rewind.
And they were, yes, of course, and they were at Rewind, but I've seen them in an arena as well. Yeah. We then come to the first single by East 17, a group that you'll probably hear a few more of because they were quite big. They were like the rivals to Take That at the time.
Okay, so I'm intrigued at how East 17 go because all I know about E17 is Stay Another Day. So hearing this song, I was like, they do rap? Like, what? It weren't what I was expecting from them. So I'm intrigued about their other songs now that you said it was their first one. Go on, Reddit.
So this is House of Love, and it got to number 10.
Okay, which makes sense because it does fit the time period we're in. But yeah, I'm intrigued. So look forward to more of them.
We then have The Farm, another of the 80s. Don't You Want Me? And that got to number 18.
And that's a cover, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, now you say it.
Don't you want me,
baby? Yeah, Human League.
And I was like, this doesn't sound right. These aren't, this isn't the right person singing. And that's all I could think. But I didn't know who sung it, and I didn't look it up, but Human League. Prefer Human League to The Farm.
Next, we have Undercover. Now, it's funny that they're called Undercover because they were a covers band. They released, this was their second single, their first single, Baker Street, which was from the 70s, and I think Never Let Her Slip Away was 60s or 70s again.
Oh, okay, never heard of that song, so I wouldn't have known it was a cover.
So, yeah. So Never Let Her Slip Away got to number 5.
Okay. I think this one was just like a calm song. It was more like, you know, like an album filler, if we were relating it to albums in that sense.
Yeah. And I have got their album, funny enough. So I did like their...
Even though they're a cover band.
Yeah. I liked both songs. I think they're not... They weren't... I think they were 60s or 70s. Baker Street and Never Let Her Slip Away.
So they weren't even from your time period.
No. So I hadn't heard of them. It was only later obviously I found out they were covered. I really liked them. And yeah, when I bought the album. But
fair enough.
I then found out that they were called Undercover, as they were cover bands. So yeah. We then have another of your number ones, Dr. Spin with Tetris. And that got to number 6.
Okay. You can move straight on to Super Mario Land, and I won't say Super Mario Land because I'll do these two together. You can tell we're getting into the 90s, and that's when like gaming started, I want to say.
Yeah.
Because of these two songs
that being made and all that. And Super Mario.
And then Mario. And it is mad to listen to them and be like, not going to lie, after a while I skipped Tetris, and after a while I skipped Super Mario Land because it's very repetitive. Uh-huh. And it was more like, okay, yeah, I know the song. I'm not playing this game, so why am I listening to this song? But yeah, you can tell that that's where we're heading with those.
Okay. So Ambassadors of Funk featuring MC Mario with Super Mario Land, that got to number 8.
Okay.
So we now go on to side 4. 10 tracks. We now know there's no number ones on this side. We start off with Roxette, How Do You Do, number 13.
Loved this song. Really catchy. I added it to my like playlist.
Along with all the other Roxettes you've had since.
I really like Roxette, don't I?
Yeah. You should download their albums.
I should do.
Because I don't know, have we had Joyride? Was that on a now?
I think so. That name rings a bell.
I love you. Let's join the joyride.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, good song as well. Listen to Your Heart. Obviously, the big one, It Must Have Been Love. Mm. They've got a good back catalogue.
Yeah, see, I like them. Yeah. Keep them coming.
This might be their last one. I don't know, because obviously...
Maybe not then.
They're on the downer now, really. Or maybe not. I'm trying to think of the timelines. I mean, Joyride might even be after this. I'm trying to get the timeline.
Joyride, Joyride sounds familiar, but then you singing it, usually I can be like, yeah, when you sing things, but no.
Really?
It's not singing, yeah, I get loads of things when you do your little tune.
You have got one. Well, I say one. I don't know if it was.
What, one more Roxette?
I'm just checking.
I will take it.
Yes, you got one more, but it's a long way away.
Oh. 1999. Whoa.
So, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so now we move on. Two, one you said would be number one, and you were correct in a sense.
Was it number one in the 80s?
Because ABBA 70s? Was Dancing Queen when it was originally released in 1976, did get to number one.
See, I do know things.
ABBA released this on the back of a resurgence thanks to Erasure, who were on the previous with their ABBA-esque EP.
Yeah, look at me remembering that name.
Resurgence in ABBA. It also saw a band that were like a karaoke band, just, you know, doing ABBA songs, called Bjorn Again, also enter into the charts. And
so that's a tribute band more than anything.
That's a tribute band that just into the limelight by releasing an Erasure cover. So they've done an Erasure cover after Erasure had done an ABBA cover. So it's quite funny the time. ABBA, because of obviously the resurgence and suddenly the love for ABBA that come back in the 90s, they released their greatest hits compilation called Gold.
Right.
And Dancing Queen was the one that they released to promote it. Now, the thing about Dancing Queen and ABBA, this is their only appearance in the Now That's What I Call Music series, at least the main series. There might have been in spin-off ones like Now 70s, Now Party, Now, you know, and what have you. But as far as the Now numbered series goes, this is their only appearance. Because obviously before that, they were too early. Their last big hit was Super Trooper, which was 1981, I think, 80-81. Now didn't come out until 1983. So they missed out on them. But they re-released this to promote their compilation album after the, as I say, the resurgence in their music thanks to Erasure. Now, annoyingly, there was a BBC programme where it was like celebrating ABBA songs, and they had this time singing ABBA songs. Yeah. Erasure never took part. They were asked to, they recorded, it was edited out. Yes. Right. Yeah, it was Erasure that got ABBA back
in.
Yeah. So, yeah, interesting. And this song, it didn't do that well, although as far as 90s, it did and it was obviously a 70s song, probably at the wrong time when you think of other songs around, when you think like Ebenezer Good was the sort of number one, and you know the others that we've said about, that like Tetris, Super Mario Land in the top 10. Dancing Queen got to number 16.
Oh, not number one. No, obviously
not top 10,
but it's just a really good song.
Yeah,
I love a bit of
it. And it was in the 70s, and it was in 1976.
Well, that's what I meant. I just love ABBA.
So then we have Bjorn Again, who are a tribute band of ABBA, and they released a double A song, single, that got to number 25. And it was covers of Erasure. One side was A Little Respect, which was obviously on here. The other version, not so much known, was Stop, which was Erasure's number two in the Christmas.
I remember that.
And yeah, their version got to number 25, mainly A Little Respect.
But I don't swear often on here. Shit. The most awful cover I've ever listened to in my life.
It was done tongue-in-cheek, how it got in the charts, but it made Bjorn Again, although they never really had another hit up. Everyone knows
them. I'm not surprised.
Knew of them by then. Everyone knew of them. But yeah.
Shit. That's it.
Yeah. We then have Vanessa Paradis with Be My Baby. This is her second and final hit in the UK after her number three, Joel a Taxi, in 1988.
That's this single, her other one's been on here, hasn't it? Or am I
this single, name? Be My Baby, got to number six.
Right, I was disappointed listening to this. Because I wanted it to be...
That's why she never had another
hit.
Be
my baby. It's not that.
No.
It's not that. So I listened to it and I went, oh, you're not as upbeat as I wanted you to be. And it just took away from the song. It probably is a good song if I actually listen to it and not dwell on the fact that it's
raised
not.
It, yeah.
Yeah. So that was just sad for me. But yeah, well, I don't think it was awful. Pointed.
Yeah. We'll move on then, yeah.
Yeah.
Betty Boo, Let Me Take You There, number 12.
Well, this, I enjoyed this, weirdly, because I don't really think it's a bit of me. This one. And there's... No, this one. It's not rapping. I don't know, but it's nice to have, like, a female artist. Different.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I enjoyed that.
Okay. Sophie B. Hawkins, Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover, number 14.
This one's just smooth. A nice listen. Yeah. I liked that one.
Peter Gabriel, Digging in the Dirt, number 24.
Catchy. But apart from, like, catchy chorus. The other bits, not as much. Uh-huh. But I like the chorus.
Okay. Enya, Book of Days, number 10.
Weird.
Enya was.
Like, weird. I was listening to it and I was like, I swear there's a part in it where she's not singing English as well. Odd. But I will say, no, I'll say at the end, because it links to another song.
Okay. Then we have Roy Orbison and K.D. Lang. Now, just so you know, obviously Roy Orbison died in, I can't remember when it was, 1986, 85 possibly.
Right.
But this was actually, it must have been after, it was probably just before. Late 1980, I'm trying to think now. I just said 1905, I didn't mean between 88 and 9. Obviously, this the year 92, so obviously he has died.
He's dead before this is released,
late 80s, early 90s. However, this was recorded in 1987,
right? So he was alive then.
It was only released in North America, so in America, the United States and Canada. It got to number 2 in Canada. It got to number 28 on the Billboard Top 100.
Not bad going.
It was released in the UK following this resurgence from Pretty Woman. A bit like Go West, obviously.
Yeah.
Dead. But the music just shows how powerful films can be.
100%.
You know, and adverts and TV and TV promotions
media,
like Spy
really.
With Simple Minds.
Yeah.
Media. So they re-released this in the UK, and it got to number 13. It done better than the original release of Roy Orbison in 1961. That got to number 25. So Roy Orbison done it originally, released in 1961, got to number 25. Yeah. He then recorded it with K.D. Lang, released in Canada and America, got to number 2, as I say, in Canada.
And then it got re-released in England. Got
re-released after his death and the popularity of his song, him following the Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
And this got to number 13.
I don't remember this one much. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
But I think I was still thinking about how weird Enya was, not gonna lie. So I don't remember this one much at all.
Okay.
And I've not written anything down for it.
We then finished with another. I don't know if it's whatever the word is, posthumous. Even though Brian May has now released a song, I don't think Freddie Mercury has died yet, but he may have, because I remember Barcelona coming out, and I don't think he was had passed then. But Freddie Mercury and Montserrat Caballé, they released Barcelona, and it got to number 8.
Yeah, I remember having this one when we did Freddie Mercury or Queen. Yeah. Didn't like it. Didn't like it then. Don't like it now. Why am I listening to classical music? And that's what I mean. Enya and Freddie Mercury took over Crying because they're too similar. So they're not similar, but that like classical opera-y feel of singing. That was just like, what am I listening to? Yeah, don't like Barcelona. Bit odd for me.
Okay. So that brings us to the end of now 23. Just before I run, let you go and watch third and okay, just for we go. This was an underwhelming now. I don't know what your marks are, but it was at the time a very underwhelming now. Only 3 number ones.
Oh, really?
A lot of album fillers, really, when you think it's a compilation of the best music of the time. Now, if you were to have ditched Brian May, which even you had said, even though it got to number 5, it was a bit, you know, Little Angels, number 22. In Excess, another one that you'd said wasn't, you know, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Richard Marx, again, it was outside the top 10. It wasn't one of his better ones. Or you could have said Genesis, I suppose. Get rid of Genesis, as you said. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that great. And yeah. Switch the undercover for Baker Street, because Baker Street got to number 2, and yet they went with Never Let Us Slip Away at number 5, because either of them could have been on this one. I think with these ones that weren't included, you'd have had a better one. Now, are you ready? Take That, cool. A Million Love Songs was not.
I was wondering. On this.
Yeah. So we know to Take That of
they are on about
before. So it's not like
only one.
Their record
only
company
one.
Didn't let them. So I don't know why A Million Love Songs, which was a big song, wasn't on it. Dr. Alban, It's My Life would have probably fitted better that, than those
it's
ones I
my
said.
Life, now ever.
I think it is, yes.
That'd be good if it is.
You Too, Even Better Than The Real Thing, I think would have fitted on well here.
I don't like You Too, so I'm not that bothered.
No. Annie Lennox, Walking on Broken Glass, that was released and wasn't on here, which is a surprise because Annie Lennox has been on here before.
Yeah.
And that was a very good song. And yet wasn't on this, would have fitted on this one. And lastly, Two Unlimited with The Magic Friend, another one that had been on here before. And I think that
Two Unlimited has been on here before.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've had Two Unlimited, yes.
Don't recognise their name.
Oh, maybe I'm ahead of myself. But I think they'd have fitted on. Other songs that were around this one. Boys to Men, End of the Road.
Ooh.
M People, Excited, bearing in mind of all the other late 80s, early 90s. Mm. And Lionel Richie, My Destiny.
Mm. Some big names as well.
Yeah. But we have that all the time where certain ones are omitted for, you know,
oh, yeah.
Reason. And you have some that are obviously they're promoting them and just think afterwards that wasn't even in the top 20. How's it got onto it now? You know, and that's the politics that we see in everyday life.
That's just also what music. I guess that is with making a compilation.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they put something on thinking it's going to be big or they were massive the last hit. This would be big and it isn't. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
So let's find out what you thought of it. But let's first of all find out which side you preferred.
Right. So my sides number one. Then number two. Then number four. And then number three. But number four and three are very, very close. Both got weird songs on them. But I think I just preferred a bit more of the number four than I did the number three.
Bear in mind, there was three number ones. Not that makes any difference. The one that you've gone with number one had two of the number ones. But the one you've gone for number four was the one with the other number one.
What was it?
Ebenezer Good.
Exactly. So it's not really my cup of tea, is it?
No. So what's your marking rating of this album overall out of 10?
I've gone for a 6.5.
Wow.
Because I think it did give me some nice new songs and catchiness of it. It had a good flow. I wouldn't say I was sat there going, I don't like this one, I don't like this one, I don't like this one. Like, there weren't. Like, you know, there's not loads that I was like, I don't like it. There's some that weren't my vibe. Some that I was like, are you okay, mate? But all in all,
good.
Yeah. A bit more on the good than on the bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the end of volume 24 and the end of 1993. We're now going into 1994 with Now 24.
I don't like these covers. They're very boring. Now, that doesn't stand out to me. See, that stands out, the spine. But the front, no. And I also really don't like that
they... It's like ice.
Yeah.
But it follows on, I suppose, for Now 22, I think it was. It was like fire. So you got fire on Now 22, very red, very, you know.
The elements, and then this one. Yeah. I mean, it is simple, but no. And I really don't like that they've taken away the little insight.
And in between, we have just a plain Now 23.
See, even that looks
a colour rainbow there.
Yeah, see, I prefer that.
So, yeah.
Also, they like to change which way the logo faces. Just realised.
Oh, yeah, I'd notice that.
Only because you've just shown them all in one.
Yeah, Now 23 is the other way around.
Yeah.
Now 22 is the same as Now 24.
Yeah.
Now 21, I just looked at, is just gone. Very plain. That
one. Yeah. Yeah, but I like the blue. I think it's the white on Now 24. Just a really white background.
Now 20 was very much like Now 23. Gold instead of red.
Now 22.
22, yeah. But yes, so I shall send you over the track listing.
Yep. Thanking you. And I'll get a listening.
We will go for it next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Alrighty then, Dad.
Over and out.
See you then.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye, Dad.